Boy, if I was Philip, I wouldn't ask any more questions, you know. He got an earful. You've been with me all this time and you don't know anything? Never ask a question in class and get shot down. It's like, okay, I'm not going to ask anymore. Well, this gospel about making a home for us, I had a, twice a month I do a mass at one of the local nursing homes here, and I asked them, the same reading, part of this reading came up on Friday, and I was asking them, I said, all of you once had a home or a place that was larger than where they're living, which is usually about a room or two, and whether they had experienced downsizing, you know, how many of you have tried to have gone from a larger place to a smaller place? In one part of our lives, we're busy collecting things, and then we spend our lives getting rid of them, right? And I like to ask people, do you miss that stuff? And occasionally they'll say yes, but usually they don't. The kids get some of the stuff, and St. Vincent de Paul, God love him, gets some of it. And I went through this when I entered the seminary, and when I came here, I said, my gosh, I've got three garages. There are actually three garages over there. One faces the other way, which is about as weird as you can get. Two face this way and one faces this way, and they're all full. I'm going to do a purge this summer again, you know, because we collect things. And when I entered the seminary, I had a house full, and I got rid of two-thirds of it. And I didn't think this would work out, so I didn't want to get rid of everything, you know. I've still got a box of kitchen stuff that hasn't been opened in 20 years, over 20 years. When I open it, it'll probably all go to the dump. But so I had to choose between what was important and what wasn't. And the stuff I kept, a friend of mine had a garage down the street, so he graciously allowed me to keep it there temporarily, and I moved the stuff down there. And across the street, there were some older folks who, when they saw the moving come, my friend and I rolled it down the sidewalk, all my furniture, and they got lawn chairs and came out and watched the parade. I can still see them out there. They had soft drinks and everything. It was really funny. But what's funny is it all ended up in Silverton mini storage eventually. It's a long story. But after 6 years, I didn't remember what was even in there, except for the bedroom set that belonged to my grandparents, which I still have. And the rest of it was just stuff. And Christ says, I am going to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to come back and get you. Right now, I'm building something for you. We're all living in rental housing right now. We have to give it all back. But there's coming a time when we will have something that is permanently ours. And Christ, the construction worker, he who had a trade of building things with wood and with stone, is going to be on the project working for us. This is why St. Peter says, allow God to build you into a spiritual house, making spiritual sacrifices, a holy priesthood, the priesthood of our baptism that we all share in Christ. And so one asks oneself, what sort of thing is this that God is building for us? I have had a really good example of this. You know, you look out the window coming back here, the memory care facility that we sold the land last year is going up. And as I've watched this go up, like this building, to me it's a spiritual thing, is that there is a place where Christ is building something with your name on it. There are two images I like about heaven that show up in Scripture a lot. One is the banquet at the kingdom of God, a wedding banquet, and there's a place setting with your name on it somewhere with relatives that have gone. You're there, but you haven't arrived yet. We're on the journey. And another is the home God is building for you. And again, we haven't arrived, but our relatives who are there can see this being built, and they see where we're going to be, which we cannot yet see. And it's meant to be an encouragement, like the Good Shepherd. Sometimes it's tough love. There was a story that the nuns taught me when I was like in second grade. They said, you know, they didn't, part of it, they told me. St. Peter, or one of the angels, somebody died, and they were getting a tour of heaven, and they saw the place where Mother Teresa was, lots of rooms in the mansion. And that, of course, he didn't live there. He didn't expect to go to that place. And they kept walking at different homes until they got to a real small one with a couple of windows missing and a board or two. And he said, this is your place. And he said, well, how come I'm in such a rundown little shack like this in heaven? And the angel said, well, that was the best we could do with the materials that you sent up. I thought maybe that would get better, but you saw that coming. Heard that before? Well, it may be true, you know. Christ, we have to ask ourselves, what does Christ have in mind for us? I think that when I think about what would be ideal, for me at least, I like to have things that remind me of where I've been and what we've done. As a person that is downsizing from one place to another has to make decisions about what's important and what's not, we ask ourselves, what is Christ furnishing your place with? What is important to him may not be important to us. It will be those small things that made a big difference in somebody else's life, and we don't even know what they are. But I imagine that there are pictures on the wall in a place in heaven, but the picture is three-dimensional, and we can enter into it to remember whenever we want. Because without memory, what do we have? What is the Mass if not a remembering what Christ did for us that brings it forward in time to the present? And what is heaven if not remembering and building on the relationships that we began on earth? They may stop for a temporarily as we get separated, then they will be renewed, and these same images must be within the walls of the house that Christ is building. And so all of this is meant as an encouragement, as well as what spiritual sacrifices am I offering to God? You know, we have the offertory at Mass. When I have a Mass intention that's on the altar, which I read to myself, but all of us should have an intention that we're offering to God like a spiritual sacrifice that's raised up with my hands. I'm representing the whole community at that point, raising it to God like a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the divine construction worker. We have been through this building process here and watching another one behind us have an image that we can use of the kingdom of heaven. And so God invites us to enter into his own construction project. He says, make my home in me, and I will make mine in you. Christ, our construction worker, who has a home that he is preparing for us and then will return to bring us to it. Amen.